Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you were with us yesterday as we begin a new series focused on Jesus Christ. If not, be sure and catch that episode of God Is from our website, godisministry.org. Just jump online later and punch in godisministry.org. Once on the website, you will see each day's podcast front and center. Listen and share this with others. It will be great to have as many as possible with us along in the Bible this July and August. Let's return to the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Yesterday, I read this entire chapter for us. Today, I'll just read the first three verses. Turn with me there if you can. This is Revelation 1, verses 1 through 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants, the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. In due course, we will get to our main point. The glory of God is revealed in the person of Christ. But before we get to that, and now that you have this part of the text on your mind, I want to give an extensive introduction to the revelation as a whole, specifically chapter 1. I think it's very important whenever we come to a new book of the Bible, a new chapter, or some other expansive section, that we pause to consider the context in which we will be reading. And let's approach this the way I do not just prepare for God Is, or sermons, but personally and devotionally when I read the scriptures for my own development as Christ's disciple. I ask a series of questions of the biblical text that is before me. These are simple questions, basic inquiries that you too can ask, and if you will ask them while being attentive to the Bible open in front of you, then you'll learn a lot. Trust me, this really works. Please try it with me as we begin in Revelation chapter 1. I have seven questions. If you have an option to take some notes, now is a good time to start writing. And when you're ready to take notes, just dot down these seven words and put a question mark next to each word. What? Who? Why? When? Where? How? And so what? I'll repeat those. What? Who? Why? When? Where? How? And so what? Let's take these one at a time today and tomorrow in reference to Revelation chapter 1. Okay, are you with me? The first question is this: what? What is this chapter of the Bible, or what is this book of the Bible all about? What is the dominant prevailing theme? Let's answer this for the Revelation, and this is answered easily. The dominant and prevailing theme of the Revelation is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the theme of the revelation. And this is obvious from the title. Take a look at your Bible, and above chapter 1, the title for this book should read, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice this. The full title is not the revelation. It is not revelation. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, it is not revelations, plural. There is no S. It is the revelation, singular. There is only one revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the revelation, and this is it. Now, of course, sometimes I will call the book The Revelation or Revelation. That's acceptable. But here at the start, we must acknowledge that the full title tells us exactly what the book is about. The dominant theme is Jesus. So my first question as we study a new book or a new chapter is, what? Now let me say a little more here in answering the what of Revelation. Listen to verse 1. It opens, quote, "the revelation of Jesus Christ." Highlight the word revelation. In the Greek language in which this book was written, the word revelation is the word apokalypsis. And it means an uncovering, an unveiling, or a disclosure. Imagine before us is the real Jesus Christ covered in a huge, thick cloth. And then the Holy Spirit whips off the cloth and we see Jesus. The Holy Spirit has revealed to us Christ. He has uncovered Christ, unveiled Christ, and disclosed Christ to us. Apokalypsis. In this book, Jesus Christ is revealed. Oh, what a remarkable testimony this is to our Lord and our Master. In fact, sometimes this is called the apocalypse. This is why. But now let's come to our second question, and it is who? And when I answer the who question, I answer in two ways. There is an A and a B answer. When I ask who, I want to know who wrote the book, who was the human author, and who originally received what was written. With the revelation of Jesus Christ, the answer to part A, who is the person who wrote the book, the answer is the Apostle John. John wrote the revelation. And the answer to part B, who originally received the book, is the churches at the time John sent what he had written to them. Who wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ? The Apostle John did. And who originally received what he wrote? The Christians in the churches in the vast territory to which John sent what he had written. Let's see this in the text. And again, we do not have to go very far. The Bible makes this obvious. Just listen again to verse 1. "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John." John is mentioned here as the one who wrote the revelation. And still in chapter 1 and verse 9, "I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus." Please notice that here in verse 9, John is mentioned again. And if you go to the very end of the Revelation in chapter 22 and verse 8, "I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things." John is the human author of the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. This answers our who question, part A. But now let's also ask who originally received what John wrote. And I say originally because, of course, everyone who reads the Bible for all time now also received what John the Apostle wrote. This is for us. But we're dealing here in my second question with the original recipients of the letter, and the answer is the Christians in the churches in the vast territory to which John sent what he had written. And we learn a great deal about seven of these churches. There were definitely more than these seven churches in existence at the time when the revelation was dispensed, and we'll talk about that when we get to the when question. But here are the specific seven churches named. This is Revelation chapter 1 in verses 10 and 11. John writes, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, 'Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea.'" There you have it. Who received the revelation of Jesus Christ? The people, believers and unbelievers, as it turns out, in these seven churches. And we will learn more about them as we proceed. Remember, all we are doing at the start is to answer seven basic questions so that we know what we are dealing with in this book of the Bible. So far, we have answered questions 1 and 2. This is the what, and the who. And now we come to the why. Why was the revelation of Jesus Christ written? We can also answer this succinctly at the beginning. It was written so that Christ's followers will know explicitly what will happen to them in the future. John writes in a clear and concise manner concerning the end of all time, and he does so with Christians in mind and heart. Why is the revelation given? It is written to comfort believers in Jesus Christ concerning what the future holds. And as we shall see, it does this in vast and remarkable detail. And that gives us a superb reason to dig in deep in this first chapter of this voluminous vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will continue this tomorrow right here on God Is. All you have to do is be back with Revelation 1 open. Should your eyes be otherwise occupied at this time, then do yourself a big favor and today read all of Revelation chapter 1. It's 20 verses, and reading it in advance of our time together will help you to understand what I am saying. We are not engaged in rocket science here. We are doing some good old-fashioned Bible study, asking questions of what is on the page or the screen in front of us in the Revelation, this grand finale which completes the text of Scripture. There is nothing confusing about this daily exercise, and we need it. The Word of God is our food and drink. We seek the Lord and ask Him to give us understanding, which He does grant to those who honestly seek Him. We're just getting started in this chapter, in which we will see the glory of God revealed in the person of Christ. So invite someone you know to join us on the radio, this time on this station, and or on the podcast this summer. We would love to have them. What a great way to spend time each day, to gather together around the Word of God, this time in the Revelation, and we do so because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.